Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Privi Speciality Chemicals Limited Q2 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by Asian Market Securities Limited. This conference may contain forward-looking statements about the company which are based on the beliefs, opinions and expectations of the company as on the date of this call. These statements are not the guarantee of the future predictions and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. Actual results may differ from such expectations, projections, etc. Whether expressed or implied, participants are requested to exercise caution while referring to such statements and remarks. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kamlesh Kotak from Asian Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning, everyone. On behalf of Asian Markets, we welcome you all to the 2Q FY24 earnings conference call of Privi Speciality Chemicals Limited. We have with us today Mr. R.S. Rajan, President, Mr. Narayan Iyer, CFO, and Ms. Ashwini Shah, Company Secretary and Compliance Officer representing the company. I request Mr. Rajan to give us an opening remark about the business and then we will get a financial update from Mr. Iyer and to be followed by Q&A session. Over to you, sir, Mr. Rajan. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Kamlesh. Good evening to all our investor fraternity and a warm welcome. And at the outset, let me begin by wishing you and your families a very warm festive season ahead. And it seems that it's auguring well for our company also. So as you would have seen by the results posted on the numbers, enumeration will be done by our CFO. But based on the calls that we've been having, you would appreciate that we have been practicing Privi values, which is essentially transparency, respect and care, sense of urgency, sustainability and safety. So I'll start with transparency. We have been extremely transparent in all our previous calls and especially after we got a feedback that we should be engaging with our investors on a more regular basis. I think our CFO has taken initiatives to do that. And last time also we told you that we believe that the worst is behind us and now we see us trending forward. So let me start with the safety, which is another value that we have. We have recently been awarded by the National Safety Council a Plaque 1, which is the first rank for our unit in Mahad, and also a certification of merit for some units in Mahad. So with that, we continue our track record of being proactive on safety, and we have been doing regular mock drills. And we've also ensured behavior-based safety initiatives, which has taken us to the next level in terms of securing our interest. As far as sustainability is concerned, you'll be happy to know that your company has embarked on a mission to become a 30% biomass and biofuel user by the end of this financial year. And we will continue to make forays on that, which will also include solar power, which will also kick in starting this month onwards. And going forward, we will continue our pathway of sustainability to become a coal-free company by the year 2025-2026. And having said that, it's a good sign that with all these initiatives, we have seen increase in the sales as compared to last year same time, as well as quarter on quarter. We've also been able to see change in the raw material prices, which is helping us maintain our margins. And we also see the high value inventory, which was causing concerns, melting and has substantively come down. And of course, in one of the forays we had made in terms of new technology on the specialty chemicals, we have been gaining traction. And I'm sure on the way forward, thanks to the vision of our chairman, Mr. Mahesh Bhavani, you will see that the specialty chemicals, which were foreseen as having a surge, will take new value and new volumes for the company. So with those optimistic words and progress, with growth as the only mindset, I hand over the baton to our CFO, Narayan.
Hi, good evening to every one of you, and a warm welcome to all my investors. And I'm on a very positive note, would love to welcome all of you. The numbers for PV, as was expected, have improved. There is an increase in the sales, prima facie on account of higher volume. There is an improvement even within the segment-wise sales, where specialty chemicals has gone up. Some of our new products have contributed to the increase in the sales, which is auguring well with and in line with what we from the company, Rajan, Ashwini, and myself have been time to time appraising our investors that Galaxamers, Prionyl, and Camphor will start the sales. And as expectedly, sales of all these products have been decent enough have led to a contribution to the increase in the sales. Sales prima facie have increased as compared to the previous year, which I'm talking about a comparison of September 22 vis-a-vis the September 23. Volume-wise, there has been a good growth of close to about 12% or so. So this is good, well for us, and as compared to our June numbers also, there is an increase in the sale of almost about 7%, and that's how we posted healthy results. And most important, as was appraised by me in my last call, most of our high-value inventory that we were carrying over the last 8 to 12 months or so, we have been able to consume, liquidate, prima facie, and the results that you see, a better improvement as compared to the raw material consumption on the sales, that has led to the impetus on the margins. So the margins have improved significantly on account of the low value of raw material being consumed in the major part of this quarter. We feel that going forward also, the lower raw material will help us sustain our profit that we have been able to achieve in this quarter. And the company has already taken a lot of steps in reducing various other expenses, be it the employee costs or be it the power and fuel expenses. As you could see that our coal cost has been gradually coming down. It all goes well with because most of the European countries have gone back to gas, coal prices have started coming in, availability of coal has eased out, and that's how the high-value coal, which was there in the previous year and a little bit in the first quarter, that's coming down, and we expect coal prices may, as we enter into the third quarter and fourth quarter, could prima facie get stabilized by another rupee or rupee and a half from the levels of currently it is being sold. And as we also have been benefited by constant reduction in the freight, good negotiation skills by our the supply logistics, which has ensured that the prices that we are paying on the freight expenses both for inward and outward have also led to an improved profitability. And it stems well that in this particular quarter, when I talk about the consolidated number, my EBITDA level is close to 100 crores, about 98 crores or so is the EBITDA level that we have been able to do. And we feel definitely going forward with the order positions and overall market scenarios in place and the festive season that we are in, not just in India, but globally also in the month of December, as you are aware, it's the most important festive coming around. We feel that we will be in a position to sustain the numbers that we have posted in this particular quarter and go on a healthy note as we talk for some of our negotiations for next year. So thank you, everyone. Thank you all the investors who have been, with us for quite a long time. And I hope that, Privy will continue to set up and retain the benchmark levels that we have done. On that note, Kamlesh, I hand over to you for the next session of Q&A.
Thank you.
Kamlesh, one more good news just before the Q&A starts. Let me also say that, you know, with proud and with great excitement, I would like to inform one more information to all the investors that our camphor plant has been accredited with the FDA approval. So we have just got this a few weeks ago, which means that previous camphor, which we will be able to sell in the market, could also possibly be used in various pharmaceutical applications. On that note, Kamlesh, back to you, in fact.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for the moment while the question queue assembles. Participants who wishes to ask question may press star and 1 to ask their questions. Anyone who wishes to ask question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. The first question is from the line of Nikhil from Perpetual Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Mr. Rajan and Narayan. Congrats on a great set of numbers. It seems like there's a turnaround here on the numbers. Just a few questions. So like you mentioned, on the energy side, you are looking to invest in solar and go coal-free by 2025-26. So what could be the impact on the company's financials?
I think sustainability is much more than impacting the company's financials. I think our chairman's vision of re-earth and to go on a sustainable part is to ensure that our growth is not only responsible, sustainable, it is also inclusive. So we need to give back to Mother Earth and the planet the way we need to search forward. I don't see a significant impact on the financials of the company, but I see a significant impact on the carbon footprint that is being underused. And as far as the solar power is concerned, we've already invested in it, and the green gas emissions will substantively get eliminated or come down. So those are the quests that we are having. And if I say to our investors who have been so kind and so supportive that in case there is a small percentage point or two to bear for their sustainability, I think we should all see that as our contribution towards the next generations, because at least they deserve the planet the way we inherited it, if not better.
Got it. But does it also help on, you know, customer side now, probably in European countries who really value sustainability significantly? So in terms of sourcing, does it give preference to companies like Privi?
Most definitely, because if you are not practicing sustainability, you are not in the head table. You don't have your hat in the ring at all. Because as consumers and social media marketing gets more aggressive, there will be communities who will boycott products which are not sustainable or who do not have a renewable source of ingredients. So Privi will continue to enhance its value by doing responsible and sustainable practices, and I am sure all our key accounts and customers who are in the Fortune 500, they not only value that, they appreciate our foray, as they have done so even in our sustainability development goals, where we are already meeting 8 of the 17 SDG goals.
Okay, okay. And sir, your margins, EBITDA margin in the current quarter have moved to almost 20%. So what has happened? Has there been a change in product mix or so? I have never seen these kinds of margins at Privi. And are these sustainable?
Okay. Rajan, can I answer that?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. The reason is that, you know, most of the raw materials, high-value raw materials which we had and we had procured in the past was prima facie consumed. There has been a good improvement in the specialty chemicals that we have sold in this particular quarter, because we see that there is a spurt even on specialty chemicals where margins are better. Low cost of raw materials has also helped in getting better margins for our bread and butter products, like whether it's a dihydromersinol, amberflow, pine oil, terpineol. Good galaxamer sales has also gone up. And beyond a particular break-even sales that the company achieves and ascertains, you know, mostly the gross margin then becomes the net margin for the company. So all this put together, our margins and EBITDA levels has improved. I would also like to say that these sort of numbers were also achieved, if you could go back to some of our financials of 18, 19, 19, 20. In fact, it is also there on the annual report that we printed in this year, right on page number 3 or 4, that, you know, going back to about 3 years ago, our overall margin in that flow also, we had shown that Privi is capable of getting those 18 to 20% of margin. And so it's not that it has not been achieved. It's not that we cannot do it. It's only that over the last 2.5-3 years, we have been spending money as far as possible on expansion to keep in lieu our vision of going to the 3,000 crore mark, where we saw that some of the products that we wanted to enter, whether it was the galaxamers, whether the pyranil or camphor, these products, and as well as increase some of the existing product capacities of pine oil, terpineol, dihydromersinol, amberflor, and CST processing. All this took about 800 crores, as we spoke about, and those is now started to sweat around. And the moment we are able to, you know, cross the threshold of the break-even, these margins will definitely come back, in fact, you know. Specifically, I will ask you to look in at 19-20 financials, where our EBITDA margin for the entire year was as high as 21.74%, in fact, you know. So it's only been that, you know, in 21-22, 22-23, the year of CAPEX, the year of the war, the year of COVID, and increased costs and all the turmoil that we had, and which have been, you know, time and again enumerated to all my investors, to all those who have been associated with Privi, the reasons that it was and why it was happening around. We feel that, you know, we are slowly coming out of all that issues and problems and high-value inventory, and slowly getting back the company into normalcy. And we expect that, you know, the normal range to be in that level of about 16.5 to 19.5, which we keep talking about. And once again, I would like to reiterate that when we talk about our margins, we also prima facie consider the other income, where, you know, I have a lot of my sales and purchases, forex, which comes in and sits around, since we need to comply India standards in India, where, you know, as per the accounting policies, we have to classify them as other income. But these are my operating income. I'm not actually playing in the derivative markets or so. So this is something on account of the timing differences between accounting a sales invoice today, receiving the money subsequently, or accounting a purchase invoice today and then paying it after the credit period, in fact.
Understood. Understood. And sir, how does the demand scenario look like going forward? So I've been tracking the top blenders of the world since a couple of quarters, and you know, at the start of the year they spoke about destocking and you know the momentum picking up in the second half of the calendar year. And you know, even in the last two quarters, in their commentary they say that consumer fragrances yet, I mean, has picked up now in high single digits, while fine fragrances is where the growth is coming from. So how does it look for the company, and you know, for the next few quarters, how does it look like?
Yeah, I think on the demand side, definitely fine fragrances have been doing fine. It's probably because life in many facets have bounced back to normalcy. And since we always say that our products are intertwined with human habits, so it has a tinge of anti-recessionary opportunities because habits don't change overnight. However, let's all be responsible and be cautiously optimistic, because the world has never been more VUCA than what you see today. Just when we were still dealing with the Ukraine war, we have now a war between Israel and the Palestinians. So all these have a telling effect on the overall geopolitical environment. So it won't be prudent to predict whether the demand is going to surge up or come down. But I can say that we can be cautiously optimistic because our products are related to day-to-day use in human habits, except for the fine fragrances, which comes into a different segment. But since we are addressing all the segments and we are always looking at innovation, thanks to our chairman driving the R&D initiatives also, we will be able to tide over all the bumps that we encounter on route.
Okay. And so in the current quarter, the growth is driven by exports or the domestic market, because in the annual report you had mentioned, you know, I think the company has added Unilever as a client. That probably is for domestic market. So what is leading the growth now?
In the given segment, both are showing a sense of growth. However, in the recent past, the growth has been a little, I would say, cautious. And we hope that the second half is going to continue the trend.
Okay. Precise in answering, the growth is witnessed both in exports and in domestic, because we maintain our ratio of 70 and 30. This quarter also, it is almost a similar lines of 68.88 on the export front and about 31.12% on the domestic front. So we broadly, it is going to be a 70-30 ratio. This quarter may be a percent here and there on account of camphor sales, which predominantly happens in India. And so growth has been robust in across the globe, in fact. There could be certain segments of the market globally also. Maybe, you know, Latin America was down, but Europe was better because the restocking as a process has got, come down. So people have started lifting the materials more proactively, so that their production levels is also looking up. The season of the festivity is around the corner in most part of the globe. So they would definitely want to capture the season, which means that, you know, they are not in a position to be zero inventory at their level. All this has really helped us around to, you know, garner ourselves and post a decent number, both in volume as well as in value, as we speak in this quarter, which has got completed in September. And going forward, we see an almost similar trend that could possibly happen in this quarter of Q3 of October to December, where the numbers may, you know, the volume is looking good, demand is more or less strong, and if this happens, it augurs well for our company, for your company, and you should be you know, in a position to see that we should have good Q3 results too.
Okay, nice to know that, sir. And how has camphor been received now, since it's the first season, I think, for the company, you know, supplying camphor? So far, how has the product been accepted in the domestic market? And with the FDA approval, the timeline for
How long does it take for you to start supplying to the pharma space now that you have an FDA approval?
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, Rajan, you say and then I will fill in if anything needs to be added. Go ahead, Rajan.
Yeah, sure. So I think the camphor, since it is also season time, has shown a good acceptability on sales. Of course, as a new entrant who's having its first year of sales, we are going to be entering a competitive space. But since we have now made forays into an FDA approval, we have seeded the first inroads into the pharma companies. And I see in the second half some acquisitions of some of the key customers as we go along. But overall, it's good to say that considering that this is the first year of our camphor performance, the reception has been competitive but very encouraging.
Okay. One last question from my side is on the balance sheet front. While the inventory has come down versus the March quarter, where do you see this settling? And can you also comment on the debt? I mean, that has slightly come down, but what can be a good level to see maybe in the next 6 to 12 months?
Okay. We expect inventory to reduce further, and as I say, I cannot talk in absolute terms in rupees, but the idea is to get the inventory level in number of days, because if we are going to keep growing, idealistically we would want an inventory or, keeping the various product mix that we have, 5 different segments of pine, specialty, citral, and then you have the sandal, and now the musk is another segment which is coming around, in fact, inventory level should settle down anywhere between 120 and 135 days. So we are striving to get it closer by March end to the 130-135 days, maybe even a little lower. And going forward, work on a 120-day inventory pattern as this could be and the best for us, especially also having a sales GIT and purchase GIT, because we buy material from various corners of the world on Incoterm basis of X works. So the moment you have an X works, it means that we need to take that as a inventory in your books, because the owners of risk or the owners of ownership passes on to us. Similarly, when it comes into sales, as you'd see that because of the Ind AS adoption, and also having the BL and DA, DDP, DAP terms that we have with many of our customers. So this also gets termed as part of the inventory. So this actually eats away almost close to about 30 days of the inventory level that we are showing in our books of accounts. It definitely augurs well, and our goal is to, as I said, get towards the optimum level of 120. The moment we achieve 120, then we look at improving to 105 days. The second on the debt front, as you see, comparing to March, we already about 90 crores lower than what we were, and maybe close to about 150 crores lower than the peak level that we had, seen our debt going somewhere around November, December of 2022 in our previous year. So we are at about 995 net of cash, I'm talking about on the console level. We feel if things go the way that it is, and as also mentioned to the investors, that by March maybe I should be in a better position to bring it to about closer to 900 and look to achieve somewhere around 850-875 crores. So that's the overall debt scenario that it can look at for the preview on a consolidated basis, in fact.
Okay, just a clarification, the 120 to 135 odd days target for the inventory days, it includes the GIT part, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you so much, and I wish you best luck going forward.
Thank you very much. The next question is from the line of Archit Joshi from B&K Securities. Please go ahead.
Thanks a lot, sir, and very good evening. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, I just wanted to ask you on some of the projects that you are considering which are already commissioned?
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Mr. Archit, your voice is very low. Can you use handset while asking the question?
Yeah, is this better?
No, sir.
Hello, Archit?
Yeah, am I audible right now?
Some sort of a hollow sound is coming in, but I'm able to hear you any which way.
Sir, my question was regarding some of the projects that you were considering, which either could have been commissioned or are in advanced stages of consideration. Sir, if you can give an update with respect to their status. So, one of them will be the Galaxy Light Musk project. The Prionil project, obviously you discussed a bit on Camphor, the other one will be our JV with Jihudan. So where would we be in terms of revenues or the ramp up of the capacity?
Rajan, you?
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Rajan.
Okay. So, Arjit, thanks for bringing those products into the radar. On the Galaxo Musk, we are having a good progress on the same, and the quality that we are producing is being really appreciated by the customers. And we also want to continuously not only improve the efficacy and the purity of the product, we also want to ensure that we have a seamless and on-time delivery for all our key customers. So at this point of time, we have surged up to about 60% to 63% usage of our capacities, including all mixes. And hopefully, by the middle of next year, we should surge ahead more on the volumes, but we'll be able to throw more light on it in the last quarter of the coming financial year. As far as Prionil is concerned, Prionil is not something that we ever had a plan to rush into. We want to make sure that the Prionil that we produce not only is top of the line in terms of quality and olfactiveness, it is also something which has an element of innovation in terms of renewability around it. So our scientists are making some fantastic progress. So we are already supplying those products to some of our key customers, but the surge will follow maybe after another 6 months or so. At this point of time, it is fair to say that we are taking a decision of how much to scale up depending on the targets that our internal team is meeting, and it's being monitored from the chairman downwards at a regular basis. So we definitely are going to be one of the most important players in the world in the Prionil product. So things are auguring well for the future.
To answer something on the numbers,
definitely as Rajan stated, Galaxamus is really doing wonders, when we talk also as well as the Camphor. So Camphor in this first 6 months have really contributed in terms of both volume and value, where we are competing with many of the existing customers. So it's close to about 20 odd crores of sales that has come in the first half of the year, competing with the existing players. Galaxamus definitely has, on an overall sales, it's contributed close to about 65, 66 crores to the sales pattern of the first 6 months in Privy. And volume also is very decent, as Rajan rightly put it. In fact, and we feel that, we will be a force to reckon with on this product going forward also, in fact. Yeah.
Great, sir. That's quite heartening to hear. Sir, also I asked about the JV that you have forged with Jihudan.
Okay. So I'll just give you an update. As far as the JV is concerned, at this point of time, it is progressing very well. And we are having regular interactions and reviews as a one team between our JV partners, Jihudan and us. And everything is progressing as per the schedule. And in between, there was a hiccup where the project was about 15-20 days behind schedule. But our team has worked hard with a sense of urgency to make sure that they are making up on the time. And true to the way Privy moves,
we are also going to be adding value to the JV as we go along, and you'll be hearing this as one of the good examples of a global company with a local company localizing opportunities and taking it to the next level. So hopefully by next year, we'll be in the news for the right reasons.
Great, sir. So there's another project that we have spent a significant amount of time and probably money, manpower, everything to develop the green renewable LiVo menthol. Any updates on that front, sir?
Yeah. So, you know, no R&D effort goes waste. It's a matter of timing, and it's a matter of how we have to secure the investments and the return on the investments for our stakeholders and our investors. So we are going through a high level of permutation and combinations to see that we are able to give a renewable menthol where any material that we use is going to be sustainable in terms of price parity. And given the situation that we see in the world, this project is definitely going to go forward. In what shape and size, it'll be too early to predict, but I would say this, that we are very serious about this project, and there's a lot of work going on in the R&D where the scientists are achieving some amount of traction. But till the time we get a game-changing breakthrough, Privi is not known to launch products and take a backseat. In whichever project that we launch, we would like to be among the top players, and that's always been our quest. And we have proven it time and again. So I think you should see the evidence of our track record where over 20 years, we've had a CAGR growth of almost 19%.
And to add to what Rajan stated, to put a very, you know, a serious matter into a light-hearted manner, I feel that, you know, we, as told to the investors, it is time that we garner all the money that we have, and it should be cash is king. Most of investors were saying that we went overboard with investments and with CapEx, you know. So it's time that we get the money back into the system. Investors are happy before we can go and launch the next CapEx. As you all are aware, LiVo menthol, menthol, green menthol, what we talk about is a dream project of our chairman. At the appropriate time, we will launch it, but having good financials, strong financials, so that our investors will back us in, you know, ensuring that we embark upon such a very prestigious and ambitious project, which is highly capital intensive. On that note, Kamlesh, back to you.
Could I squeeze in one more question?
Sure.
Yeah, thank you, sir. Sir, I'm just picking up from the last con call. We were speaking of some more clarity with respect to how contracts might pan out, let's say somewhere in November and December, during which probably you might enter into negotiations with respect to volume or prices. Given that we largely cater to the personal care category, wherein I think two of our flagship products, Amberfleur and Dihydro, along with the new fixative that we have, the Galaxomask, finding applications in these discretionary personal care categories, knowing that the current inflationary environment in the Western world is kind of biting into quite a lot of their economic progress, how are we in terms of that business cycle, let's say for the next 1 to 2 years, and slightly speaking from a nearer term perspective, if you may?
Yeah, we are in a good position because Privi has a track record of reliability, credibility, and sustainability for the past two decades. And the luxury segment is growing, as you can see, even in markets which are under pressure economically. So I think in the fine fragrances, the future continues to be bright. And even the companies which are into the mass segment, they have been using our ingredients to make a differential in a fiercely competitive environment. And the customer is always looking at add-on value. So even in categories like detergents or your antiseptics and your sanitizers or soaps, etc., the consumer is always looking for a lift to his senses. And as far as olfactiveness is concerned, where you have to get the right mix, and we have some brilliant fragrance and blending setups with whom we have a preferential status. So we are in a good position, and since we've got all the ticks on the right boxes, I think the future continues to be bright. But while I say this, I put a hashtag that given the scenario, we need to be optimistically cautious and continue to stay positive, because we are a battle-hardened team and we've overcome many bumps, and I don't see any reason why going forward, when the worst is behind us, we should not progress better.
Sure, sir. Thanks a lot, and wishing you all a very happy Diwali. Thank you.
Thank you, and same to you. And make sure that you keep it pollution-free.
Thank you.
Sure, sir.
Thank you. Before we take the next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Viral Bansali from Pearl Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good evening and congratulations for a good set of numbers. Thanks for the opportunity. Well, sir, I wanted to ask you the question regarding your JV with a Swiss company. I don't know how you spell it. Jivaudan, please correct me. What are the products you are intending to manufacture in this JV? And is this JV intended to be an outsourcing unit for Jivaudan's civilian operations?
Yeah, the right way to call this is Jivaudan. And this JV has its own identity because it's a 51% shareholding of Privy and 49% of Jivaudan. So it's called PreJiv. So that's the name of this JV. And we are in a understanding that we are going to manufacture 40 products, and we are going to pass on these products to Jivaudan on a exclusive basis. That is the foundation of the JV. But that does not stop us from going forward in the future times of exploring other opportunities which this JV will bring about. But these are early days. First, let's get the product sweating for all of us, and then we'll be happy to share the progress we make on it.
So, are these products overlapping with the products already we are manufacturing?
No, they are not. You see, they have recognized after 2 decades of association with us, our ability, and they have great belief in the chairman's vision and the team that he has built over the past 2.5 decades from scratch. And many of our key people who occupy the core fulcrum of the first and second rung, they have on an average been with us for anywhere between 12 to 22 years. So with such a lineup of people and talent, they have given us, they have reposed trust in us to handle complex specialty chemicals. And so far, the team is doing well, and I hear some of you congratulating us. We are just custodians, and we will carry on this congratulations to the entire team who sweated out for us in the plants and in the market.
Yes, so what is the scale that you wish to take this plant to? Because Jivaudan is a big organization, 6-7 billion euro organization. So, for us, it's like the sky is limit. So how big can this JV get?
See, at this point of time, it will be, sort of exaggerating if I say that we have some great plans for it. It has a good plan. It is going to be very positive and progressive. But at this point of time, we are focused on delivering the specialty chemicals that we have been entrusted to do, and we are approaching it competitively and responsibly. And once these deliveries take place, after that, we can maybe have phase 2 and phase 3. At this point of time, we are focused on the task, and these are not volume churners. They are highly complex specialty chemicals which need to be made in the same plant. So they have their degree of complexities which they have trusted us to manage, and we'll be able to navigate around it.
Okay, sir. So your target of achieving 3,000 crore revenues, does it involve Jivaudan's revenues, the PG's revenues, potential revenues?
No. So when we spoke about the 3,000 crore, it was with regard to Privy and Privy's own products, that the infrastructure, the volume, the capacities that we have built up and set up. should be good enough for us to, you know, go closer to the 3,000 crore. Whatever we do with the JV will be over and apart from that. You know.
Any timeline as to how, I mean, till when you wish to achieve the targeted revenue?
Okay. As mentioned in some of our earlier investor calls, and also, you know, informed by our chairman during the AGM. So we target that, you know, we should be in a position to go closer to the 3,000 crore by in the next 2.5-3 years or so. So maybe by 25-26 or so, you know, we could be possibly reaching towards the 3,000 crore mark.
And sir, lastly, considering our history, like, is it possible that we may sometime in future contemplate selling ourselves to the Swiss giant?
Why would you hazard a guess on that?
Because we already did that once with Fairfax.
No, we never sold our company to Fairfax. They were one of the major investors. And Mr. Babani has been running the company for the past 25 years, and I'm sure that he can do that for another 25, if you ask me, given his energy levels, and he's one of us who's growing younger. So I think these speculations have been around in the market, more so because of the JV. We have never hesitated to share anything that is happening of importance in our company, and we don't have to speculate. At this point of time, he's a majority shareholder in the company, he's leading the company. In fact, he's made many sacrifices this year in order for us to bounce back, including taking a salary cut, and salutations to such a visionary leader. I think we should encourage such initiatives rather than always speculate about sellouts.
No, I mean, let me also add to what Rajan has stated. In fact, you know, it's actually doesn't augur well that your question about, you know, selling out or something. When Fairfax came in, they came in with another primary infusion, and it's been in Privi's culture. I've been associated with this company for more than 15 years. We have had PE firms who come in with a primary infusion, help the company to grow. We have a mix of equity and a debt, take the company to the next level, augurs well. Every PE has a benchmark level of anywhere between 3 to 5 years. So they finish off their term. The next set of investors come in, you know, they pay off the first set of investors, bring in another primary infusion into the company. We then develop more products, expand ourselves, and that's how Privi has grown in the last 15 years. If you see, we've grown from 100, 110 crores. I joined this organization way back in 8. To date, we are closer to the, in a brink of 2,000 crore mark. So it's the way that we know when to get the equity, when to raise a debt, how to grow the company, and as Rajan rightly stated, we've been led by very capable leader in the form of Mr. Mahesh Babani, who has a vision set, who has already put India on the global front as far as the aroma chemicals is concerned, and especially in the pine space that we are leaders. We are global leaders in all the main products of pine. Why should we look at something else? In fact, you know, another investor asked, when are we going in for our dream project? We will go at the appropriate time. So at that time, when we feel we would be raising money by way of equity or by way of a debt, it will be a culmination, maybe a balanced approach that we go in. But as of now, you know, we had about 2-3 quarters which were not too good. Moral responsibility towards our investor, towards our bankers, towards our promoters, towards everyone associated with Privi, whether it is my customers or my vendors, that we put Privi back into good financial stability for us to take the next set of decisions, in fact, you know. So we really do not want to take or answer anything in haste. You know, whatever happened in the last couple of years was beyond our capability of mending it. In fact, it happened, there was a COVID, there were certain delays in getting the permissions from various government agencies, the war erupted, and, you know, these were beyond our reasonable capability of arresting and keeping the company under check and keep on the growth path. I believe we are now doing that, what is needed. And we will definitely ensure that our investors will be happy as we keep going around in the next couple of years, in fact.
No doubt about it. Very much appreciated. Your response is very much appreciated. Maybe I phrased it a little bit wrongly. I mean, something on the similar lines of Aircam, where a big company like the Swiss giant that we have a JV with, you know, we can be handheld by them and they can take us to the next level. Because as Mr. Bhavani has always led to investor wealth growing. I've been with, this company from ADI Fincam times, and after which Aircam took it, and then PB was merged into it. So I've been with this company for a pretty long period of time. And they've really generated a lot of wealth for investors. So my question was basically on those lines, as to if any particular tie-up or, you know, a Fairfax kind of arrangement which can take us to the next level is what I actually meant.
See, at the appropriate level, if at all anything happens around, you know, we'd be the first people to announce it to the world, and the investors will be definitely kept in the know-how of it. As of now, let's savor our, good performance, and let's hope and pray that this performance, we are in a position to keep repeating quarter on quarter.
Certainly, sir, you made our investors at Diwali very sparkling with your numbers. So there's no doubt about it. Thank you very much for your detailed answers, and wish you all a very happy Diwali, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participant, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Rajan, please.
Yeah, I think a hearty thanks, full of gratitude. And on behalf of the entire Privy team, I once again wish all of you a very happy festive season ahead. And sometimes, you know, when the bounce back is good, there could be some questions. But then, you know, we are witnessing a World Cup where our team is 9 matches winning in a trot. So when something goes that good also, we start worrying that when are they going to lose one match at least. So let's not do that. I think let's stay positive. We are going through a tough geopolitical situation, and your company is doing everything that we can in terms of risk mitigation and also opportunity realization. And every crisis that Privy has faced has turned it into an opportunity. So I gratefully, humbly, on behalf of the chairman and the entire team, thank you once again. And we wish you the best of festive season and the year ahead.
I augur well with what Rajan has stated, and once again wish all my investors, shareholders, bankers, everyone associated with Privy a great happy Diwali and a wonderful new year. Be safe, and God bless all of you.
On behalf of Asian Market Securities Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.